Hey there, clarity seekers. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a bit more focus and a whole lot less stress. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, trying to please everyone and keep all the plates spinning? That's where boundaries come in, folks. They're not about shutting people out or becoming a hermit, they are about creating space for yourself, protecting your energy, and showing up as the best version of you. And guess what? Effective communication is the key to building those rock-solid boundaries. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the art of setting clear expectations, saying no with grace, and communicating your needs like a boss. Now, let's break down 5 golden nuggets that'll help you level up your boundary game. 1. Know your limits. This might sound obvious, but it's crucial to identify what drains you, what makes you uncomfortable, and where you simply need space. Are there certain topics you'd rather not discuss? Do some people tend to overstep without realizing it? Pay attention to those red flags, because they're whispering wisdom about your boundaries. 2. Practice assertive communication. This is all about speaking your truth with kindness but firmness. You don't need to be aggressive or demanding, but you do need to be clear and direct about your needs and expectations. Think of it like a gentle yet unwavering compass guiding people towards respecting your space. I appreciate you asking, but I really need some quiet time right now, or while I want to help, I'm fully committed to this project right now. Simple, yet powerful. 3. Use I statements. Ever notice how blaming someone you always instantly shuts down communication? Instead, focus on your own experience and feelings using I statements. For example, I feel overwhelmed when I have too many tasks on my plate, rather than, you give me way too much to do. This shifts the focus to your perspective and invites understanding instead of defensiveness. 4. Don't be afraid to say no. It's a powerful word, folks. Saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. Think of it as protecting your precious energy. You can decline politely but firmly without over-explaining yourself. Thank you for the offer, but I'm not able to commit to that right now. End of story. 5. Set clear expectations. This is especially important in relationships both personal and professional. Let people know what you need and what behavior you expect. Don't assume they'll just know. Open communication is key to building healthy boundaries. Maybe it's about regular check-ins, respecting each other's time, or simply being honest about your feelings. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this, you're at work, juggling a million tasks, and suddenly your colleague asks you to take on another project that falls outside your responsibilities. Now, without clear boundaries, you might feel pressured to say yes, even if it means sacrificing your own well-being and deadlines. But with strong communication skills and established boundaries, you can politely decline and explain your current workload. You could say something like, I really appreciate you thinking of me for this project. However, I'm currently fully committed to mention your current projects. I wouldn't want to take on anything new that could compromise the quality of my work. See how powerful that is? It's a win-win situation. You protect your time and energy while maintaining professionalism and respect. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about being difficult, it's about honoring yourself and creating space for what truly matters. When you communicate clearly and confidently, you build stronger relationships, reduce stress, and unlock your full potential. So go out there, own your needs, and create those healthy, fulfilling connections that bring joy to your life. Ready to take action? Think of one boundary you'd like to set this week. Maybe it's learning to say no to a social commitment you don't feel up for, or communicating your need for more alone time. Write it down, visualize yourself setting that boundary with confidence, and then go for it. Share your progress in the comments below. Let's build each other up. And remember, clarity seekers, until next time, stay focused, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.